I want to speak today about the grace of God. Beginning with John 1 verse 17, which says, "The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." And grace leads to truth. When we speak about truth in the New Testament, it's not speaking about truth as opposed to lie, as we understand it, or truth of Scripture alone. It includes that, but it means reality. The opposite of truth is lie, so it's speaking about living a lie and living the truth. You know what it means to live a lie? To live a lie means to appear to be one thing on the outside, but something completely different inside. You know, in the book of Proverbs, it speaks about people who smile at you and want to shake your hands, but they've got daggers in their heart against you. There are lots of people in the world like that. That's living a lie. So the truth it speaks of here is living the truth. Not just speaking the truth, but living the truth. When Ananias and Sapphira, without opening their mouth, they told a lie. And they were killed. This is the first sin for which God judged people in the early church. So the truth spoken of here is that type of truth which was not possible in the Old Testament. Nobody could live truth in the Old Testament. Their inner life was much worse than their external life. And their external life became good because of the law. And those nations that did not have the Ten Commandments, their external life was also bad. But because the Jewish people had the Ten Commandments, that external life was good, but the inner life was still corrupt. They never committed adultery on the outside, but they committed it all the time, every day on the inside. They never killed people on the outside because of the Ten Commandments. They hated people on the inside. And Jesus came and said, now listen, Sermon on the Mount, he was lifting the standard, the Ten Commandments higher, and said, "You have heard it said that you shall not commit murder. I say you shouldn't hate. You must come to truth now. Truth on the inside. You've got to live the truth. You have heard that it said don't commit adultery. I say don't even lust in your heart. You have heard it said that when you swear, put your hand on the Bible and swear, you must speak the truth. I say speak the truth all the time." So that is what it means to live the truth, where your inner life corresponds with your outward life. And I want to say to all of you in the name of Jesus, you must never be satisfied till your inner life corresponds with your outward life. And determine, it's a battle to keep that. Lord, I never want to give people a pretense of being spiritual when I'm not spiritual. You don't have to confess your sins to everybody. No, you confess your sins only to God. But don't live a lie. Don't try to gain a reputation for humility by acting humble. That's a lot of rubbish. Live a truth. Now, do you know that even a prostitute can live the truth? You know what it means? It means to say, I'm a prostitute. Her outer life, her inner life is just exactly the same as the outward life. And that is the beginning. It means being honest. You shouldn't stay there. But when the woman caught in adultery said, yeah, that's it, she was forgiven. What is the difference between the two thieves on the cross? One was honest and said, yeah, I deserve this. I'm a criminal. Jesus said, sure, come to paradise. The other thief said, hey, I don't deserve this. Pull me down from the cross. You go to hell. See, the world of difference between loving the truth about yourself and being honest about it and pretending that everything is okay. That left-hand thief went to hell only because he pretended that he was okay. And if you pretend that you're okay, you're going to be in a very serious condition. Don't confess your sins in public, but don't pretend. Truth came through Jesus Christ. It was not possible under the Old Covenant. But since most Christians live under the Old Covenant, they don't have truth in their lives. In other words, their outer life is far better than their inner life. And everyone sitting here, if your outer life is far better than your inner life, you have not yet come into the truth that the New Testament speaks about. But you can come there. You can come there by honesty. honesty requires humility. And the higher up you go spiritually in the eyes of others, for example, if you're an elder brother, it's more difficult to be honest. I'll tell you that. Because you have to pretend that you're very spiritual. Because everybody considers you an elder. And that's why there are a lot of hypocrites among elders, even in the first century. Many, 5 out of the 7 elders in Revelation 2 and 3 were outright hypocrites. How did they become like that? Because they always kept preaching to others and never watched their own life. So I think the person who just newly come to the church is very easy for him to be love the truth because he's got no reputation to maintain. He was just converted yesterday and he says, I was a sinner. I've just come to the church. He has no reputation to maintain. It's very easy for him to live the truth. But the more you live in the church, the more chances of your becoming a hypocrite. Till you become an elder, you can be the biggest hypocrite of all, unless you battle against lying in your spirit all the time. Grace is very closely connected to this truth in the sense that you cannot live this life without grace. Your inner life cannot correspond with your outward life unless you have grace from God. Without grace from God, you will not be able to live with truth. That's why it says grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Nobody could have it in the Old Testament. Every single person in the Old Testament, including John the Baptist, the greatest of all, their inner life was not as good as their external life. But now, in the new covenant, we have the wonderful possibility that our inner life and outer life can grow simultaneously. As we grow here, equal. That is the easiest way to grow spiritually. It's the only way. Anything less than that is a hypocrite. Your outer life is here, inner life is here, you're a hypocrite. You've got to bring that up to here and let it grow together. Don't ever try to give another person an impression about something about yourself which is not true. I sometimes go to homes and I ask the little children who are there, do you fight with each other? And what do you think they say? Yes. I know that. I don't need to ask them to find out if they fight with each other. I just want to know if they're honest. And I tell you, almost every one of those children tell me yes. And I say, that's great hope for you. It's the parents who pretend that they don't fight. It's the children. They're honest. Yeah, we fight. There's hope. The ones who pretend are the ones who have the biggest problems. Remember this in your Christian life. There's nothing wrong in admitting failure. But when you pretend, you're in great danger because Jesus Christ came to bring truth. And truth means the complete absence of pretense. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying you've got to go and confess your sins publicly. All I'm saying is don't pretend. And I hope you understand the difference. And now, grace is necessary to live this life of truth. If I want to live, I know this is the crisis I had in my life. I had 2 crises in my life. One was when I wanted power and I sought the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And the other is when I wanted reality, where I said, God, I want my inner life to be exactly the same as my outer life. I don't want to pretend. I don't want to smile pretending I'm happy when I'm not happy inside. Of course, I don't want to make other people miserable. That's fine. But I don't want to pretend to have a joy which I don't have. I want a joy which is inward all the time, even if my outward expression can be heavy sometimes. The joy inwardly should never go. So it's better that people think less of us because of what they see on the outside, and our inner life is better than the other way around, where people think so highly of us and our inner life is pretty corrupt. The human tendency is to get people to think highly of us and our inner life is much worse. That's the way to hypocrisy. Hate that. Say, Lord, it's much better that they think less of me and my inner life is much better. That's why Jesus said, when you fast, don't let anybody know that you fasted. Let them think that you never fast. But fast. God will see. When you pray, let people think that you never pray. But you pray and God will see and He'll reward you. When you give money for God's work or do something for the Lord or make some sacrifice, don't let anybody know. Let them think that you don't sacrifice at all. God who sees in secret will reward you. This is the New Testament standard and this is not possible without grace.